Hello.
Hello. My name is Liz, and I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and the Chisholm Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
I am.
And what is your current official party voter registration? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm Democrat.
Thank you. There is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide the regulation of abortion based on the stage of the pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first semester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonable related to the physical health of the mother. And during the third trimester, abortions could be prohibited, except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I do not support it.
Okay. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, would be on the same primary ballot, and the top two voter getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption, except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Support.
I do not support.
Okay. Thinking about the candidates running for office, such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into their voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, or will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
Will not.
Will not vote for a candidate
if
they support?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that the American election results reflect the will of the people? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Very confident.
Okay. And do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential elections or not?
I do.
Okay. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Elections officials in Democratic states. A great deal, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all?
A great deal.
Okay. Election officials in Republican states.
A great deal.
Okay. State election officials in South Dakota.
A great deal.
And local election officials in your county.
A great deal.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? There is no current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being tested or American democracy is under attack?
It's being tested.
Okay. Well, Mozdan, thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Okay. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And is your age between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, and 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Okay. Regardless, regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.